you have rituals, and you're productive, and you're creative. And suddenly, the rituals go away, and you say, okay, now I'm going to work more, and the exact opposite happens. Because we have a limited amount. It was only when I came to terms with the fact that I have a limited amount of self-discipline, it's only when I came to terms with the human nature, nature to be commanded must be obeyed, it was only then that I actually became productive again, because I created new rituals in my life after that. Rituals, very important and significant. The only way for lasting change. Let me talk about cognition now, the C. So we talked about affect, emotions, we talked about behavior, how important that is, both acute and gradual. Let's talk about cognition. We'll talk again about cognitive reconstruction, which is the gradual way of bringing about change, and then we'll talk about the faster way of bringing about change, which is the eureka experience, the aha moment. So first, cognitive reconstruction. As we mentioned before, an interpretation is a neural pathway. If I interpret the world as a fault finder, the fortified neural pathways in my brain are the negative ones. There's an experience, and I go immediately to the negative interpretation, and that gets reinforced over time.